before the days of the refrigerator.
Well, I tell you, we kept it down in the well in the summertime. See? We'd always put in some and draw a plow line, a piece of wire, and let it down near about to the water. And that would keep it cool, keep it from sizing. And that's the way we did, like, you know, when we go to town, we didn't get nothing fresh but once a week. Like, you have something fresh for Sunday morning, go to town, sell, you put in a tin bucket, tell you a plow line, a piece of wire, and let it down in that well where it nearby touched the water. And it didn't spoil. That was our, we didn't know about no ice, brother. We didn't know what ice was. Had never seen no ice. In the wintertime.
When you got ready to let the cows go out to graze, what was that called? That place. What, you know, the field where you had your last garden last year. What that used to be?
That's called a pasture. A pasture. But now most in the summertime we get a chain and put on the cow and tie them out in the summertime so they could graze on the grass and wouldn't get in your crop. In the wintertime we put them in a pasture. And oh, let me tell you about how we had to pull fodder. You know, we on the cone.
No, ma'am, I don't know.
Long in July. No, we pull fodder and tie it up and hang it on the stalk of the cone. That was so in the wintertime, we'd have something to feed the mules and the cows on.
Fodder.
That's the leaves on the cone. We would pull it off, strip it off, and tie it together and hang it up on there until it get dry. Then we get a pole and stack it up. See, that we would store that for the winter, for the cows and the mules to have to eat on.
What other kind of animals did you have?
We had cows, hogs, and mules, horses. And oh Lord, them old goats. They eat up everything they can get their mouth on. Them old goats was. The only kind we had, them was enough.
Do you know anything about sheep?
Yeah, I know about sheep, but we never owned no sheep. Them goats was enough. Just go to get it and eat up all your meal and flour.
Does Mr. Murphy
have? Yes, he still got sheep.
Why does he raise those things?
He raise them, you know, for the wool. They share them off, you know. Think about once a year, get that wool and say, it's big money, that wool.
Two animals in front of a wagon.
Yeah, that was our transportation.